we hang out till 2 o'clock. Appreciate you guys being here with us. If you want to join the show, ramoslaw.com, text line 303-713-1043. That thing is just full of gout. Things you can fix and use. Cherry juice has been suggested. Drink natural cherry juice.
All right.
For your gout. Somebody also in all caps wrote, if it is gout, do not get a massage.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know why, but that's what we got so far.
Damn. And now I'm all over the place. I was about to go get a deep massage all on my forearm and my elbow. And then now that's the worst thing to do if it's gout. Okay. I mean, it flared back up. It was getting better.
Yeah.
It flared back up when I worked out yesterday. And now it's, you know, really sore again. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if that helps anybody out, whether it's, you know, tightness.
Mm-hmm.
But both elbows at the same time started happening, so it's really weird. I think it's probably gout there.
Kevin did suggest maybe try a little Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
That's what Kevin said, and chicken
Which
fingers.
Which would lead to a kidney stone.
There we go. Perfect.
Hey, it works for me.
Yo,
it works
for Kevin. Bad guys. I mean, we're trying to be serious around here, okay? I'm trying to figure this out.
All right, and then someone also said if I get cornrows, as I'm going to in July, that I will go bald faster.
Oh, I don't believe that.
That's not true, right?
No, that's definitely not true.
I'm going to go bald. You see my forehead. Like, it's only a matter of time until this thing keeps pushing back.
That's all right. You're good for a couple more years.
Okay, a couple more years. All right, I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Keep the text rolling in, 303-713-1043. So, yeah, cherry juice and don't get a massage. That's the latest for you, Stoke. When it comes to the Nuggets, they are in Utah tonight where they struggle, Stoke. They have not won in 6 tries out in Utah. They have only won once in 15 tries out in Utah. And up in the air as who's going to play. Aaron Gordon is listed as questionable with a right foot strain. Nikola Jokic has a hip. Jamal Murray's knee. Michael Porter Jr.'s right knee tendinopathy. I don't even know what that means, Stoke. And KCP, Julian Strother are all probable, and AG is your only questionable player tonight. But Michael Malone said yesterday at shoot-around, quote, I think everyone's making the trip, and hopefully everyone will play tomorrow night, end quote. How do you think he handles this? Really, I think the question mark is Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray.
Exactly. It'll be interesting to see with Jamal, because you got a back-to-back coming up. Do you play him a little bit or do you not play him at all? Aaron Gordon, you know, with the foot, we'll obviously see about him. But it sounds like everybody else is going to be playing. Mm-hmm. They're going to be good to go. So I think that's good news. If you don't win this one, then the next one, you know, tomorrow night, just kind of loses a lot of steam because they got the tiebreaker on you. You need to take care of business in Utah. Look, they're not an awful, awful team. They're not a good team, okay? You need to go down there, handle your business like pros,
mm-hmm.
knowing you got a back-to-back, knowing that the playoffs right around the corner, knowing that you have worked your ass off to be in this position to get to number one seed. Now, let's go ahead and cross the finish line and take care of our business tonight, and I think they will. So, Jamal, that's going to be the interesting one, though. How does Malone handle him with this back-to-back coming up? And is it just a little bit, or is it one of those where he's not playing, he's playing tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow night means so much more, but if this were any other game besides Utah in Utah, I would honestly say, hey, don't play him. Don't play Jamal. But you said something yesterday, and you're kind of hinting at it there. It just tomorrow doesn't matter if you don't take care of business today. So you're going to need Jamal. You're going to need some form of Aaron Gordon in this game, unless, again, you know, you have like a guy like CB step up. Reggie goes back to the bench and played well against Atlanta when they were without Aaron Gordon. So I'm torn, man, because it's Utah. Like I said, if it were anybody else, shut it down. Don't need to see 27 tonight. But I don't think they win without him. And for that reason, right now, I have to say he plays. It's a minute restriction. There is a short leash on it. I doubt he's back to kind of staggering with that bench unit that we've seen in the past. But I got to see him play tonight. That's where I'm at. I got to see Jamal play.
Okay.
I'm nervous about it.
No, but I know. And I would play him a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of like what we saw against Atlanta, right? Where I don't remember, it was 12, 14, 16 minutes, right? That was it. And that's all I would play him. I'm not playing him a ton because I want him to be able to bounce back and play against Minnesota. And so I'm gambling a little bit in this one.
Oh, it was actually 21 against Atlanta.
That's how many?
Yeah,
okay.
That's more right. than I thought, because I thought it was right in the wheelhouse you talked about.
Okay, well, I'm not playing him that much because of the turnaround. Mm-hmm. But I would play him a little bit. And all this depends. Like, we don't know. Like, how is he feeling?
Right.
You know, how did he feel after Atlanta? Does he feel 100%? Like, oh, no, I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. Nothing is bothering me. Is that where he's at? Okay, well, then, you know, yeah, you can play him a little bit more. But if it's still, like, one of those things where we're a little bit concerned, then, all right, I'm playing him, you know, 12, 14, 16 minutes, and that's it. And then I'm getting him ready to go against Minnesota. So I don't want any kind of setback here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's still, we all want to be healthy going into the playoffs. So it's, and look, Lauri Markkanen,
yeah.
He's out. So it's, you know, Jordan Clarkson. Remember him?
I do.
He's out.
Mm-hmm.
So you got some dudes for them that aren't playing. So I would take the cautious approach with Jamal there, and but everybody else that's ready to go, hey, we're gonna play. Let's go, man. Let's finish this thing off the right way.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. And I keep on going back and forth of like, all right, is the 3 seed that bad if you're going in at 100% with all 5 starters? And that's the conversation I keep having back and forth.
Is
it
2 seed?
Oh, the 2 seed. I'm all good.
Is that what you asked? I didn't hear what you asked.
3 seed.
Because
I just said the furthest it could go. And Oklahoma City's, you know, dealing with some stuff too right now. So
I wasn't even thinking about that, to be honest with you. I'm thinking first or second. Like, what? I got to pull that up.
So 3 seed you think is way too far? That's a conversation I'm having myself.
Well, I was just assuming that there's no way we're going to fall lower than 2. I haven't even really paid attention to Oklahoma City, right? And that's my fault.
I mean, they did drop a couple.
They're only 1 back.
Yeah.
And last time I looked, they owned the tiebreaker over the Nuggets. Yeah, you got to keep your eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want the 3 seed. Heck no.
Even if it means you're going into the playoffs 100% healthy, five starters?
That's not how it works.
Well, that's what the situation
is. That's not how it works. So you're not playing anybody then? If you want to be 100% healthy and guarantee me 100% healthy, none of your 5 are going to play here 4 games.
Yeah, well, 2, San Antonio, Memphis. They got to play tomorrow night.
Oh, okay, so you're still playing them these next 2. Okay. And then now you're looking ahead to the last 2.
To Friday and Sunday or whatever,
whatever
it is.
We'll get there. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. I think for me right now, though, I don't want to be the 3rd seed. I think that's definitely don't want to fall that far.
Okay. That could end up with a Phoenix Suns first-round matchup. 3-6.
Wow. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Whatever. I'm not scared of the Suns.
There we go.
I'm not scared of the Suns, but I'm also respecting them.
Okay.
Like, you're not scared of them, and you don't respect them.
You're accurate on that statement. Yeah that's right. one more thing for you on your gout, your tendonitis, whatever you have going on in your elbows. This is a great text from the 719 down south there. You try rubbing some Russell Wilson Wolverine blood on it yet?
Oh, come on, man. Gosh, I knew you. God, I was hoping it would be something really good.
We have a vial in the fridge. Let's go grab it and see if it works
Wolverine
here.
Wolverine blood.
During the break.
I'm about to do some high knees.
All right, there we go. He'll be better on the other side of this. The college basketball season is over. UConn has repeated as champs. How many future NBA players do we see play last night, and what kind of NBA player do we think Zach Edey will be? We'll tell you next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, so if we watch the UConn Huskies win the college basketball championship, they did it for the 2nd year in a row, and they dominated. They didn't lose a game this year by single digits. Didn't win a game, I mean, by more than double digits. Didn't do it in 23 either. The Huskies were just dominant over the last 2 years. And I was watching the end of the game last night, and I'm like, all right, college basketball is coming to an end. How many players did I just watch in this 40 minutes of hoops are going to take their talents onto the NBA and be somebody that we know, we recognize, and you go, oh, man, I remember that guy win for UConn way back in 2024. Now, let's start with Zach Edey, the giant in the room, literally. he's going to get drafted, Stoke. He's going to go to the NBA. I don't think he's a top five pick. I don't think he's a top 10 pick.
I thought I saw like in the teens for him.
You did?
Yeah, I thought so. I could have
the lowest
that
I saw was 22.
Yeah. So,
and then like 33. There were a couple in the second round, early second round stuff. I'm not taking away. He's going to get drafted. He's 7'4", dude. He can walk and chew gum at the same time. You're going to get drafted into the NBA. But what kind of NBA player do you think he's going to be? Is this a guy that you go, we're going to run our offense with a big fella, 7'4", over there?
No, you're not going to do that. But I think there's a role for him. And, you know, today's NBA game, the big man's role is more limited than ever, it seems, unless you're Jokic. It's a three-point league, three-point game now. But I think there's a role for him. You don't see many 7'4" guys that are athletic, that can move like he moves. So, you know, defensively, he can be the rim protector. And he's got some good moves offensively. So he's like an athletic, and he's not like rail thin. You know, he's got some bulk to him. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of player he will be in the NBA. I don't think he's going to be a great player, but I think he'll be a serviceable player. He's got the size. He moves well for his size. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sold on him, man. I think he is tall, and you're right about some of that athleticism he has, and he has that little turnaround. He's 7'4". He creates space to get the little hook shot or, you know, big man version of a floater off. But I just don't. I think he gets bullied, even at 7'4" with a little bit of mass on. I think he doesn't have enough strength as the NBA level goes. I don't think he's going to be able to back guys down and get to the spots that he wants to on the NBA floor. He's an all right passer, and that's going to help him a lot because he's not only an all right passer. More importantly, I think he's a willing passer. Like, he anticipates the double team well and will get rid of it. I don't know, man. I don't see him being a star player by any means. I kind of look at it as, all right, if he's a starter, it's a team with really good guards, and you're only asking him to rim protect and rebound. And then if it's on a really good team, like, he's a backup center. You know what I mean? That was another thought. I'm like, all right, second round, do the Nuggets look at him as a backup center? He can't run the same sort of offense, but they don't do that anyway. That his role to me is a backup center in the NBA.
Yeah, I think he'll be a serviceable NBA player, you know, not an all-star, but a guy that can give you some good, solid minutes. And I don't know where that fits as far as being drafted, but I don't think he's going to be a bad player at all. I think he'll bring something to the table to help a team win games. So it's, you know, you don't find too many 7'4" guys that can move like he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually there's a problem with something. You know, they can't move or they're too thin, they get bullied, and he's got a little bulk. He's more athletic, but it will be interesting to see how it does translate from college to the NBA for him. You know what I found out yesterday, which I didn't even realize last night, I thought was crazy.
What's that?
It's crazy. He can't make NIL money.
Wait a minute. Why?
Because he's from Canada. Oh, Canada.
Wait. Hold on. Because you're from Canada, you can't make money?
He's here like on a work visa, and the NIL rules right now don't allow it.
Oh, that's some BS.
Exactly. So this guy's probably in the last, he's the national player of the year, not once, but twice.
Yeah.
Two times. And
dude,
he hasn't been able to make one dime in NIL. Now, here's that brown paper bag, though. Yeah. Stuff with some hundos, right? Someone better be taking care of him over there in Purdue land. Where's that at? Where's Purdue?
It's the armpit of Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. What is...
It's not Lafayette. It's... I don't know. The
you don't
campus.
Even know? Is it...
I avoid it at all costs when I'm there.
Lafayette sounds right.
I think it is.
I don't know.
That's your
I had
place.
A buddy coming to my wedding that actually flew to Lafayette, Indiana, and not Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It is in Lafayette, Indiana.
How about that?
How did he screw that up?
I don't know, but he did. Chad Unitas, shout out. Yeah.
You got to be the worst plane ticket buyer of all time.
right up there with him, I would imagine. No NIL for him. Google it.
Look, I don't like Purdue. I don't like Zach Edey.
Right.
But that's a bad deal for that young dude.
I mean, probably missed out on, you know, $1.5 to $2 million.
At least.
Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So... I just found that out last night. Like, wait, what? So how is that even possible?
What if he would have went to college in Canada?
They have colleges in Canada?
I don't know. Universities, I think they call them. I'm not sure.
I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, I've never even been. You're the one that's
we're
been.
The only place that had them.
Yeah, you know? Just America. That's it. Yeah.
They have them in other countries?
They ice skate to work and play weird football. They don't go to college.
Yeah, and they, like, ski.
Yeah.
I don't know they did anything else.
And they have Terrence and Phillip, of course, from South Park.
But, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, I don't believe there's much NIL going on.
That's
a bad deal.
That's a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal. It's an awful deal.
Right. Man, and that's tough, too, because he's got some decent money in the NBA, but he's not going to have a 10-year NBA career.
Why not? What do you mean? Like, what? Why not?
He's just not that good.
There's a lot of not that good players that have 10-year NBA careers if you find the right fit. Okay. And he's 7'4", so it's not, you know, he brings something to the table that I think could be useful. I mean, look at Bogdanovich. He's still playing.
Yeah.
He's still playing. Mm-hmm. How long has he played for? He doesn't even play a minute anywhere. He's just on the bench. He's just because he's funny.
I guess if you're,
because he's funny and he's tall.
Hang around, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He could hang around. And it's like Jokic a little bit. You know, he plays below the rim. So there's not like a lot, like once his explosiveness goes, he can't.
Right.
You know, and he shoots the free throws good. He's got good touch. And I think he'll just develop more and more. I don't think he'll be a superstar, but I think he could have a 10-year NBA career.
You want to be the Nuggets backup center? You got any interest in that?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah.
I mean, he'd have to, literally his job would be rebound, rim protect, and that's it.
Okay. Question for you.
Okay.
Zach Edey or Zeke Nagy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now talk to me. What do you think?
What do you think? Give me Zach Edey.
Yeah, see, we're on the same page today.
You got me on that. That's a good one.
I love it.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah, we need a backup center. So it's like, man, I'd like to see the big guy down low. Maybe, put them both in the lineup at the same time. The Twin Towers.
Twin Towers, yeah.
2.0.
We got the Serbian and the Canadian.
Right.
Oh, and Jamal's Canadian. Dude, he's Zach Edey's coming to Denver.
Perfect.
We just put it all together. Right.
How about
there.
That?
Need a backup center. Get Zeke the heck out of here. Trade him because everybody wanted to trade for that contract. Remember?
Right, yeah. That's
what they told us.
That's why they signed it.
So get him out of here and draft Zach Edey in the second round.
I love it.
All right, we just figured it out.
I don't think he's going to be available in the second round, Josh.
Oh, he'll be available.
I don't think so, bud. Pizza?
Okay, I was just going to say, I think we got a future pizza bet.
Yeah.
If he's a first, I pay. If he's a second, you pay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kev?
Write it. Why are you laughing?
Down? Why are you laughing?
What was that?
We're going to forget about this in June.
No, it's on you.
Right. That's why we're telling you, write it down.
I'm writing it down.
But where are you going to put it?
Yeah, you're going to throw that away at the end of the day.
In my backpack.
Okay. Oh,
I got all my rundowns in my backpack.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
What a disaster that
like
backpack is.
Yeah, that thing is going to be a mess by the time that actually gets here. But we'll try to remember when the NBA draft comes. What would you think, Nuggets fans? You want Zach Edey to come be your backup center for Nikola Jokic? Real quick, there was another one. Cam Spencer, who is the UConn guard. Cam Spencer and Tristan Newton. Newton was the most outstanding player. I was like, man, if those guys were a little bit taller, they might have a pro career. And then I go to their pages, and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're 6'4 and 6'5.
Yeah.
They're going to be just fine there in the NBA.
Yeah, and because I loved how they played defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys were all over the place. And you could tell how much taller they were than the Purdue guards.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, these guys are having a hard time getting shots off. And then you looked at that and said, oh, that's why. Not only are they just all over the place, they had length too.
Yep.
So, yep, absolutely. They're not, they present some problems on both sides of the court.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, I want to talk a little Broncos. Are the Broncos going to add any more free agents ahead of the draft? And if so, what positions? We've got a couple names for you. Broncos country. Consider and tell us what you think. We'll tell you who it is next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Ramoslaw.com text line. Join us right there. Just responding to a few of you over there on the Twitch side, too. Be hanging out over there for a few minutes. Twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom. Watch the show and hang out there in the chat room. Join the conversation right there. Talking about hoops, UConn being national champions. What kind of pro Zach Edey will be? Those are the questions you can answer at 303-713-1043. I want to talk a little bit about the Broncos here, Stoke. And I saw an article on CBS Sports. They were looking at offensive free agents that are still available out there for teams to sign. And we know that the Broncos were quiet on the free agent front because they told us they would be. They spent a bunch of money in Sean Payton's first year in free agency and dialed it back here in year two because they didn't have as much money to spend. So before we go over some of these lists or some of these names on the list, first question, do you think they're going to sign another free agent before April 25th, which is night one of the NFL draft?
So that would be a couple weeks from this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly they're not signing anybody with any money, right? I mean,
right.
They're not paying anyone. Do they try to add a piece of depth, right? That's the question. Like a 2-year, $4 million deal where the first year is guaranteed, that type of low NFL contract. You know, do they try to do that? So if that position isn't available in the draft, it's like we don't have to reach on this guy.
Okay.
On this position, excuse me, right? Because we got this guy that we can count on for us this year, and, you know, we can go to our next best available position there. So that's a possibility. I would say, like, I would say no.
Okay.
They're not going to do it before the draft. Like, they're done with free agency right now. You could see it happen, and I think if you do see it happen, it's going to be the type of situation I just said,
yeah,
where it's a depth piece, and it's not an expensive contract. It's not a big contract. It's a 1 or 2 year deal, and it's really like 1 year guaranteed, and that's it.
And,
but I would say no overall, okay, like if I had to pick.
And I think at this point, that's kind of the guys you're looking at. I'm with you. I'm with you on the depth piece. Like, if there's somebody out there they can get on a cheap deal, as you said, I think it's a play that they will make. And I actually think there's a name on this list that fits that bill that you just described.
But do you think, because I ultimately said no. I ultimately said no. I said if they do, it's going to be that type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they will. Do you think they will find that depth piece?
Talking about 2 weeks. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. The name that I have first and foremost, it's not sexy, it's not fun, but it's depth on the offensive line, and it's an old buddy of ours, and David Bakhtiari, the Buff.
Yeah.
Went to CU, obviously, then his entire career with Green Bay was him and Aaron Rodgers were bros, and they're chugging beers at games and having a beer chugging contest and all that stuff. He was released. He hasn't been signed yet. I assume that's something that, hey, kind of what you talked about, veteran guy, not going to cost you a lot, up front is where all the money comes, and if something happens, knock on wood, to the left side Garrett, right side McGlinchey, they've used Cam a bunch for depth and swing tackle. There's a guy that you would have waiting in the wings.
Yeah, I don't know what that looks like contract-wise for him, and he's been really injured the last 2.5-3 years.
This 38 games.
Yeah, a lot of games. So I would think you'd want to hold off on taking a peek at him until after the draft.
Okay.
And I don't know. You know, I don't know if he would want to come play on that type of contract. He's made a ton of money. He signed a huge contract right before he got injured. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. That's really the concern there when you look at Bakhtiari.
Okay. Mekhi Becton is another one, but he's probably going to cost you a bit more than, obviously he will cost you more than Bakhtiari would be. This is a former first-round pick, but he's not
out of Louisville.
He's not that guy they picked in the first round.
Offensive tackle, or guard, I guess either one, really. But huge, huge. I mean, he's a big, big man. Just got injured one too many times. He had a hard time staying healthy. I'd probably say not a fit here for the Broncos.
Okay. I know you want a tight end. There's a few names on this tight end list as well.
Okay.
Logan Thomas, a tight end that had 55 catches a year ago, just south of 500 receiving yards, and did have 4 receiving touchdowns as well. Washington wasn't great offensively. Neither are the Broncos offensively, Stoke. But is Logan Thomas a name you would consider at tight end for the Denver Broncos? Or, I guess, kind of throw your question back, like, is tight end too much of a priority that you have to assign a draft pick to it so you can develop that person in your system?
No, I don't think so. I like Logan Thomas. He was the one that I think that Kareem hit, isn't it?
And, oh, I think you're right.
And knocked out there in the game against Washington last year. So I like his game. He's he would be the best tight end that we would have if we went out and got him. So he would be somebody I'm interested in, certainly. Now we have, looking at the list, you know, we re-signed Troutman, didn't we?
Yep.
We got your guy, Lucas Kroll.
Let's go, Luke.
And we got the long hair guy.
We got old no hamstrings, Greg Dulcich.
Yes, Dulcich. Yeah. So I don't mind adding to the list. I really don't. Probably not going to do it, though, before the draft. You want to see how that thing shakes out. Unless you're looking at it and you already know we're not drafting Bowers at 12. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know that, okay. I wouldn't mind bringing in a guy like Logan Thomas.
32, played in the NFL for a long time. Kind of be that veteran voice of like, hey, Greg, this is what I do to keep myself in shape and available for my team. Those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, that's a big part of this tight end group next year is Greg Dulcich and staying healthy. I just don't know if he can do it.
Yeah. Wide receivers, something else I know you're interested in. Top of the list here from CBS Sports is Tyler Boyd, who had 67 catches for 667 yards and just two touchdowns a year ago. He has been a two-time 1,000-yard receiver in his past. I don't know what the price tag here. He's still on the good side of 30. He's not 30 yet. But I don't know that Denver's going to go pay a guy what they might have to pay a Tyler Boyd to come be a part of this team.
You're absolutely right. 100% right. I like Tyler Boyd. He's a good receiver.
Yeah.
But it's just not a fit here. The Broncos signed Josh Reynolds. They got Cortland Sutton. And so it's you're probably going to draft a receiver. Probably not a fit here money-wise and what the wide receiver room looks like right now. So no receiver in free agency. We already did that.
Okay, yeah, DJ Chark is another name here. And then I know you love this guy. Odell Beckham Jr. is also one of the names out there. That I got to be honest, if the Broncos were to keep Russell and he was still a part of the team, I'd want Odell Beckham Jr. on this team bad.
You want that drama.
That's right.
You want that beef.
I want his dad on YouTube going crazy. That's what I would want.
Yeah, that would be that would make for entertainment for us.
So probably not going to happen. Running backs, they're not going to add anything there, right?
Nope, I don't think so.
There are a couple names out there, J.K. Dobbins, Zeke, Kareem Hunt. And then the quarterbacks, which we assume they're out on because they would have already pulled the trigger here. Blaine Gabbert is mentioned, Brian Hoyer, and then you know how I feel about Tyron Ranihill. That's the top of the list for quarterbacks.
Probably none of those guys, but you just never know. I think this is, if they do address a quarterback, it is right after the draft or during the draft.
Okay.
You know, maybe you just had the first round and you're heading in the second round. You didn't draft a quarterback, and now you go out and you pick up your quarterback. So I don't think you will see anything on the quarterback front until the draft or right after the draft. And I'd still keep an eye on the Zach Wilson. I'd throw him in there.
Okay.
Young guy that Jets don't want him.
No, they don't.
I mean, we know the Jets don't want him, right? And so he wants a fresh start. They want a fresh start. And so it just makes sense that, you know, if Sean and George Payton liked the guy, that if you're looking to add to that room, he's still a young guy, mm-hmm. an athletic quarterback that you look at him as a guy that maybe, all right, I can get better out of him than the Jets did.
Broncos country, what do you think? Are they going to add a piece before the draft starts in about 2 weeks from today? And if the answer is yes, who, what position do you think they need to target? Tell us at 303-713-1043. SaramosLaw.com text line. We'll come back, catch up with some of your texts there on that question, and talk about the Rocks. It wasn't a cold April night, but Coors Field was empty last night. Is it a sign? Or is it just not warm enough for our baseball liking here in the Mile High City? We're going to answer that question next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, the Rockies got a dub last night. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks behind a nice outing from Kyle Freeland. His first nice outing in three starts in a young 2024 Major League Baseball season. They have two more, obviously, tonight. And then an afternoon delight tomorrow with the Diamondbacks. But, Stoke, I don't want to talk about the game.
Okay.
We'll get to that. I want to talk about the attendance. lack thereof, really.
Really?
18,870. And like I said, the time that I watched the game before basketball started and it got all of my attention, I mean, it was bad. The TV shots, like, not a lot of people there. They're obviously not giving you the wide shot of folks sitting in the upper deck, which, by the way, one of the dumbest rules ever in sports. Like, if there aren't people there, let people sit wherever the heck they want. But 18,870, it's the second smallest announced attendance for a non-pandemic-restricted Rockies home game in the last 10 years. The smallest in that span was 18,511, and it was against Pittsburgh on April 19th of last year. And Pittsburgh was a dumpster fire of a baseball team a year ago, and the Rockies were also that, so nobody went to that ball game. Here's my question to you, Stoke. Is this a number on, hey, are fans actually sending a message to Dick Monfort and the Colorado Rockies, or does baseball season not really start for us until May when it's actually warm outside?
Yeah, I think that's it. Right now, I mean, that's what I'm going to go with, mm-hmm. right? Because what has history shown us? People will start showing up once it gets a little bit warmer. And I think, like, when you said 18,000, I was like, oh, that's a good turnout. On a Monday night with a national championship game going on, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And I know the weather wasn't bad last night.
It was nice.
Right, it was fine. So it wasn't like one of those situations. But I'm thinking Monday night, you just had a long weekend. And what time was the start time? 7?
6:40.
I mean, not a lot of people are going to want to go watch a Rockies team that had won two games up until that point against a Diamondbacks team that, like, who cares? and so, the national championship game's on also.
Yeah.
You said 18,000. I thought that was a good number.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently it's not. So I'll believe it when I see it, if that continues. But at the same time, I think, hey, look, you can't just keep relying on people to show up to watch a bad product. You just can't. You just can't say, oh, beautiful day, they're going to show up to the ballpark. I think that's a bad strategy. So, and I've never been on the side of, well, yeah, Dick Monfort doesn't spend money, he's cheap, because that's not true. Been saying this for years. He does spend money. They do. They're usually right in the middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. So, that's not the case. It's just finding the right guys, hiring the right front office guys. But you said 18,000 on a Monday night. I said, I thought that was good, but apparently not. How do you think of it?
I look at it as, like, you know, when we get to May and we get to June, and even if they are 8 games under 500 and 20 back from the Dodgers, they're going to get 36,000 down there on a Tuesday night because it's going to be 80 degrees and it's going to be beautiful.
Well, how much is that? Depend on the Dodgers or the Red Sox or the Cubs. Like, what happens if it's June 1st and it's Rockies versus the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I still think they're getting 25,000 people there. Actually, 25,000-30,000 people.
Okay.
There. Because it's, like I said, it's a beautiful place to be. And on
a
Tuesday night in June when, all right, maybe now the Nuggets are in the NBA Finals. That obviously changes some stuff.
Yeah,
but if it's just a normal night, I think it's kids are out of school, I think. When do kids get out of school?
Yeah, they should be.
I don't know the thing. I don't have kids.
Late May.
Okay. You have free time. And in the summer, you want to go do a couple of fun things. You want to go crush a corn dog and have a cold one. Like, that's the place to go do it. So I think that's a very low number. But I also don't believe it's a message being sent to the Colorado Rockies. I don't think baseball season starts for most people until May.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see. When they don't play a national brand,
mm-hmm.
what does it look like when the weather's nice and in summertime? Will people continue to turn out and go to the ballpark? That's going to be the interesting thing here. I think, if it's a Rockies Athletics, I mean, like, I just don't see it being 25-30.
Okay.
You know? We'll see. We'll see if the fans are trying to send a message. I don't know if a lot of fans are trying to send a message. Like, you know, James, Maryland, boycott. You know, like, are we going to boycott or not? And I'm like, to each their own. And that's what he says. Like, if you want to do it, do it. For me, I think it's a little bit silly. But at the same time, like, are fans just finally kind of throwing their hands up? And, like, I'm not... My time is too valuable
mm-hmm.
to waste it to go watch a bad product. Now that's saying if they're going to be bad at that time.
Right.
You know, are they going to be looking like they've looked here through the first 11 games? I don't think a lot of people are going to show up. I think people are just kind of getting tired of it. Like, man, it's summertime. We got vacation. We're spending money doing this. We're spending money doing that. Uh-huh, kids. You can watch it on TV. Mm-hmm. You can follow it on your phone. But I'm not driving downtown to a Rockies game and watch a bad product play another bad product.
Well, and I think you're bringing up a great point, and it's affordable, but it's not. You got four kids, or if there's four in their family, then it becomes a pretty pricey night. And if it's, you want to go to the Rockies game on a Tuesday night, or head somewhere over the weekend and grab a hotel and hang out with the kids down there or up there, wherever it may be. Like, I know what I'm picking too. I think this may be the trend we see of the people that went to 10 Rockies games are going to go to 5.
Yeah.
And the people that went to 5 are going to go to 2. And the people like me that went to 2 are going to go to 1 or maybe 0 this year if it doesn't work out with vacations and schedules. I don't think people are just generally ignoring them. I just don't think they're as high on the summer priority list that they have been in the past.
I agree. You know, this is what happens after you've had a couple years of losing. People just become numb to it, mm-hmm. and they forget about you. Now, if they can turn this thing around and start winning, yeah, all right. People are going to show up for that. But it's really not worth people's time to go down there, and even if it's a nice night, and watch a bad product. So it's going to be interesting to see what it does look like come the summertime for the Colorado Rockies. But I think you're right. If you went to 10 before, you're going 5 now.
Yeah.
5, you're going to, 2 or 3. You went to 2? Make 1 or none. Mm-hmm. I really do. And that's where I'm at. Went to 1 or 2? I don't want to go to 1.
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch them on TV. I just don't. It's just like I just value my time and my sanity. there's a lot of other stuff going on. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Do I want to watch the Avs, the Nuggets, invest my time in that? And my energy in that right now
are
the Rockies.
You want championship teams.
Yes. And that's just what I'm going to do. I'm just being, upfront mm-hmm. about this. And I'll go to 1 game this year.
That's right. Me, you, Lana, and Kels. I remember.
No. You got that wrong.
Me, you, Drew, and Kevin.
You and Kels might be there. Me and Lana are going to be there with Bearcat Jim in his suite. Big boy suite.
Wait a minute.
Big boy suite.
I thought I was a part of that crew now.
Uh-huh.
I'm in, right?
Well, no, you got to earn your way in.
Dang it.
It doesn't just happen overnight. Like, okay. There's an initiation.
Oh, you guys are going to jump me in.
Yeah, I didn't say that. We're not hazing here.
Oh, okay.
No one's getting hazed. That's not good to haze, but there's a process that you have to go through. It's just not overnight. You work with Stope for 6 months, and then you get all the freebies that come along with it.
We hung out a few times. Huh? I thought I was like a part of the crew.
Yeah, right. It's baby steps. I got to make sure you're about that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I actually like that. I want to earn it, to be honest.
Right.
Like, I want to earn it.
And it's the 4th of July. He always gets a huge suite.
Nice.
And but that will be it for me.
Okay.
That will be it for me unless, I don't know, I lose a bet or something. other than that, I won't be down there.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe some of our action is you have to go to a Rockies game.
I draw the line there. I know. I draw the line. That would be 100 times more painful than losing pizza or pizza for a week, buying you lunch for a week. If I have to do that and stay the whole 9 innings,
pay for parking, the whole 9. I want you to do it all.
Oh, my gosh. The whole game.
The whole game.
Yeah. The whole game. That would be a good wager. That would be a good one. What would be your stakes, though?
Oh, wow.
Because you live closer. It's not as much of a disaster for you driving down there as it is for me.
I'm like 10 minutes away.
We have to figure out
cutting my hair off.
Yes, I get to cut your hair. I get to cut your darn hair.
You got to go to a game and I lose my identity. That seems a little unfair.
No, perfect. Right. Perfect.
All right, Rockies fans, how do you feel about it? Are you going to more games? Was it just too cold, even though it wasn't that cold last night? Tell us at 303-713-1043. It is lunchtime. On a Tuesday, we're going to get into a mock draft. The latest mock has the Broncos trading up to go get their quarterback, and the cost isn't crazy. Realistic or a pipe dream? We'll answer that next.